and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Some people say that he predicted Alan Thicke's death and told him too. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us this morning, Hollywood medium Tyler Henry. Hey, how are you doing, Tyler? We know you're coming to the Toyota Oakdale Theater April 7th.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Tyler, we were just walking down the hallway right now, and I must have had three different people shouting out questions to you when they found out we were going to be talking with you this morning. My boss wants to know about Alan Thicke and about what you think after your reading and what took place.
Yeah, well, that was really an incredible session, and I really was thankful to be able to have the privilege to meet with Alan and Tanya before Alan's passing, and then I was able to do a follow-up with Tanya after Alan passed away. So I got to meet both before and after, and it was such a difficult experience when Alan passed away, but to be able to be there for Tanya was really special.
You know, it seems like he was such a joyous guy. It was kind of shocking when he fell.
It really was, and it was so interesting because in the initial session, he had a loved one come through who had actually died of an undiagnosed heart problem. And this loved one came through and said, exactly, don't be stubborn like I was. Go get your heart checked. Don't be stubborn like I was. And you know, he laughed it off and said, oh, thanks, Dr. Tyler. And then, you know, tragically passed away a few months later. So I think it was a loved one who passed away of the same thing that he would later transition from, trying to come through and give him that heads up.
Tyler Henry, Hollywood medium with us. We look forward to having you here in Connecticut. Can you tell me a little bit about the live show and what exactly it's like?
No, I'm really excited to be coming to Connecticut. It will be focused on two parts. The first part will be focused on just sharing the life lessons that I've learned from the departed and sharing the most valuable understandings that I've came through from people who've passed away. There will also be a portion of the show that will be a live Q&A where I'll take people's questions, I'll share any impressions that I pick up on, and it'll really demonstrate to people what I do and how it works.
Tyler, there are always going to be skeptics. What makes people more skeptical, you think? Is it your age or is it the fact that you're speaking with dead people?
I think if anything, you know, my age is a benefit. I think naturally when it comes to connecting with the other side, there is skepticism as there is with any public figure. But, you know, I think my age, if anything, has been a benefit for me because I'm very young. People trust me in knowing that, you know, I've done this since I was 10 years old and professionally since I was 16 years old.
I got to ask about talking to Michael Jackson. How was that?
Oh my gosh. Well, that was immensely surreal. I mean, when I arrived at the house, I never know where I'm headed or who I'm about to meet. So when LaToya Jackson opened the door, I obviously recognized her and knew exactly who she was hoping to hear from. But as a medium, that meant that there was a degree of pressure because everybody knows about Michael Jackson. So as I sat with LaToya, I was actually able to verify a timeline and bring forward information that was private to the family about Michael. And only the family knew about it, and LaToya validated this, and it was just really special. So she got a lot out of it, and I think the fans of Michael will too.
And when Michael Jackson starts coming out through you, I feel like that has to be the most pressure ever. Like, what do you even say? Do you even have to say anything, or you just let him talk through you?
Oh, well, it was immensely intense. You know, for me, I just kind of had to trust the information and relay everything. But, you know, what was so special is it showed that fundamentally, everybody is really the same, and that we're looking for the same things. And when Michael came through, he was just like any brother, you know, would connect with his sister. It really wasn't about being a celebrity or being who he was. He was just wanting to connect.
You know, that for a long time, people thought that LaToya and Michael were actually the same person.
Right.
So along with the reading, you proved that right at that moment.
It's not true. Tyler Henry is coming to the Toyota Oakdale Theater April 7th. Tyler, thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see everyone there.
If you'd like to score yourself a pair of tickets, call us right now at 1-800-330-9999. Caller number 9, you're in the door.